In our previous year, we went through the tzivoy, the commandment to build the Orin, and the different shittas of how many Aroinos were actually built. And now we're going to learn a little bit about the Orin as it gets transported to the Beis HaMikdash. The Orin is in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The first thing it's important to know is where in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was it? Well, everyone would assume that it would be right in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It would make a big picture-perfect moment if the Orin is right in the middle. But we're soon going to see that it's not so pashut. Everyone agrees that the Orin sat on the Evan Ashesiyah, which was a rock in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which we'll talk more about where that is today in a later shiur in this series. But where in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Evan Ashesiyah? So the Rambam writes, Evan Hoysa B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, this is the Rambam Menuchas Beis Abchira, Perek Dalet Aloch Aleph, there was a stone in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, B'Maravai She'Allah Hoya Orin Munach. It was in the west side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim that the Orin was there. So again, you entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you entered the Beis HaMikdash Bechlal, Mizrach to Ma'irev. So according to the Rambam, the Evan Ashesiyah was not in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was on the western side, means closer to the end wall of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he tells us that right in front of the Aron was the Tzintzenes Haman and the Mati Aron, the stick of Aron and the Mon that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Yidden to always remember, or Hashem takes care of Bnei Yisrael. This was all in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. According to the Rambam, it was all the way on the west. Rashi, this is Rashi in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah tells us, Mesoides b'yedeinu mi'aveisenu. This is something that we received as a tradition from our fathers, a Kabbalah. Mokim Orin Einoi Min Amida, that the place of the Orin did not count. It was Einoi Min Amida. What does it mean it didn't take up space, it didn't count? Rashi tells us that the Kodesh HaKadoshim's width was 20 Amis wide. And yet, if you measured from either end of the Orin, and the Orin, says Rashi, Be'emtza beis kodesh hakadoshim haye yoishev, it was sitting right in middle. If you measured from each side of the Orin, you would have 10 amis. V'chol abayis ein ela esrim. The whole kodesh hakadoshim was 20 amis wide. Nimtza she'ein memayit klum. It comes out that it didn't take up any space because you had, for those of you that still need a reminder, 2 times 10 is 20. So if you have 10 amis on either side of the Orin, you have 20 amis. Yet if you measured from one end to the other side, you also had 20. So miraculously, the Orin didn't take up any space. But here, Rashi says the key words, Be'emtza hayamunach, it was in the middle. So the Rambam holds it was on the western side. Rashi holds it was in the middle. And now we'll get to Tosfos. There's a Tosfos Gemara Baba Basra. The Gemara Baba Basra says we really have to be appreciative of Aviseinu, of our fathers. Shayidiyu Mokein Tvila. They taught us the place to daven, the where the Shechina is. Dichsiv Utsva Shamayim Lachom Ishtachvim. It tells us to look at the constellations, stars, planets in heaven, that their orbit goes from east to west. In other words, they are bowing down to the west. In other words, that's where the Shekhinah is. And we learn from the stars and the movement of the heavenly, you know, bodies, that the Shekhinah and the place to really daven, the Shekhinah is in Ma'ariv. This is what the Gemara says. So Tosfos has a very, very simple question. This is a question that you all should have. If you, someone would ask you a proof that the Shekhinah wasn't Maariv, what proof would you say? Well, the Kodesh HaKadoshim wasn't Maariv. So, like in the words of Tosfos, over there we see that the Shekhinah wasn't Maariv, because the Kodesh HaKadoshim wasn't Maariv of the Beis HaMikdash. So why do I have to look at the heavens and the stars and the moon and to figure everything out? And I can't just figure it out from the Beis HaMikdash itself. So let's see what Tosfos brings down from the answer of the Ritzpah. Tosfos says, "The Misham ein lilmoy de Shechina b'mayriv." You would not be able to learn out from the Beis HaMikdash that the Shechina is in Mayriv. Dinehi, because it is true, the Beis Kodshei HaKadoshim hoya b'mayriv HaMikdash, that the actual place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was in Mayriv. Mikol mokim ha'orin sha'ashchina sham, if you wanted to look where the actual Shechina was, which is in the Orin, kideksiv nayad l'chasham hoya b'mizrach Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was in the eastern side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So therefore, adrabi, you could bring a proof from the Beis HaMikdash that the Shekhinah is in Mizrach. Because in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which side of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was the Orin? In Mizrach. So therefore, you can't bring a proof that the Shekhinah is in the west. So we have a three-way machloikis, Rashi, Rambam, and Tosfos, exactly where in the Kodesh HaKadoshim was this Orin. Was it in the east like Tosfos? Was it in the west like Rambam? Or was it in the middle like Rashi? Either way, wherever it was, we do know something from the very, very beginning of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Let's get back to that first Maramokim, the Rambam. The Rambam continues to say, Ube'esha bona shloimas habayis. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and he knew she'soifei li'chorev, that it's eventually going to be destroyed. Now how did Shlomo HaMelech know when he built the Beis HaMikdash that it was eventually going to be destroyed? Well, as explained, the very fact that he was building it and not the Eibishter means that it's not going to be everlasting. So what does the Rambam say? What did Shlomo HaMelech do from the very, very beginning of Binyan Beis HaMikdash? Even before they thought about any destruction, they built tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash just in case they had to move the Orin to those tunnels. Now the question is, was the Orin actually moved to those tunnels? So let's see. There's a Mishneh Masechta Yuma. And in the Gemara, it's Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah tells us, Mishenitel Orin, when the Orin was removed from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so what did they do? How did they serve the Eibishter? How did they do the Avodah of Yom Kippur? In other words, in Bayesheni, what was done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim if there was no Orin? So the Gemara Mishnah says they did the whole Avodah on the Evan Ashesia, on this rock. Now it's important to, I'm going to point out this detail to you now, and we'll get back to it in a later shir, where the Mishnah says it was gavaya min ha'aretz shloisha etzba'ois. If you want to know the height of the rock, it's 3 etzba'ois high, which would mean if you're going on the Har HaBayis looking for the Evan Ashesia today, seemingly you should be looking for a rock that's shloisha etzba'ois high. But we will talk about that later. But the Gemara wants to know, why does the Mishnah use the word Mishenitel Ha'orin? When the Orin was taken, everyone knows, or everyone thinks that they know, that the Orin wasn't taken, the Orin was hidden. Why do we use the word Nitel? So the Gemara says, believe it or not, it's not so pashut that we ever hid the Orin. Mishenignas like Tony, ela Mishenitel. Tanan command Omer Orin Gadol Bavel. Contrary to everyone's accepted and people think that it's undisputed opinion that the Aron was actually hidden, the Mishnah is going according to the Shita that says the Aron was actually removed and brought to Bavel. And we bring down a Braisa from Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer proves from a Pasuk, Aron Galu LeBavel, because the Pasuk says that they brought to Bavel kol clay im clay chemdas beis Hashem, with all the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, which part of the kalim of the Beis HaMikdash include the Aron. And according to this Gemara, which is disputed in itself, there's a machlokes, what is the opinion of Reb Shimon bar Yochai? But according this to this Gemara, Reb Shimon ben Yochai oimer, Aron galu LeBavel, that the Aron went into Bavel. Now, that is not the accepted opinion. And like the Gemara continues to say, Rabbi Yehuda ben Lakish Oimer Aron b'mkoyim b'nignaz, the Aron was not removed to Bavel. The Aron was actually hidden in its place. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, the story, according to this Shita, that led up to the hiding of the Aron. But it is important to know that there are Shitas that say that the Aron was not hidden. The Aron was moved to Bavel. Now, Lishleimus HaInyan, I'm bringing down two interesting Mefarshim. One of the Mefarshim say that when the Gemara says that the Aron went to Bavel, and yet everyone seems to know that the Aron was buried, they base it on that shir we said yesterday that there were two Aronois. The Aron that Moshe Rabbeinu made, according to this Mefarshim, it went to Bavel. But the Aron in the Beis HaMikdash, the main Aron, was hidden. That's one way of understanding this dispute. And then there's a quoted Medrash. Now I want to be transparent and open, that when I saw this in a very fascinating shir, it quotes a Medrash Rabba Bamidbar Tesvav Yud. Now I looked it up, and I didn't find it there. Now, there could be different prints, or this can be a typo. So, they're quoting a medrash that I did not find, but I will assume that it's there, somewhere. The medrash, according to these people, say the following thing. That we know that Yechonya went to Bavel. That's when Mordechai went. You know, earlier they took the leaders of Klal Yisrael into Golos. According to this Medrash, the Yidin brought the Aron with them so that the Aron should not be desecrated, Chas V'Sholem, by the Goyim. And when Ezra went up to rebuild Bayis Sheni, which we know, you know, after 70 years, they had the rebuilding of Bayis Sheni. So when Ezra went up, they brought back the Aron with them. That the Aron was actually brought back to the Yidin in Bayis Sheni, and possibly that's when it was hidden, according to this way of understanding the Medrash. But either way, everyone agrees that we do not have the Aron today. But the accepted opinion is that the Aron was hidden. But it wasn't hidden by the Goyim. It was actually hidden by the Yidin, and even before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And that involves a fascinating understanding and lesson and of Jewish history, which will give you the full picture, and that we will, Amir Tashem, do in tomorrow's shir.